With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. As of this broadcast, the Montana State Lab has tested over 500 people in Montana for COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel coronavirus. 10 of those tests have come back positive. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates-Carney spoke with Montana State Medical Officer Gregory Holzman earlier today to learn more about the COVID-19 testing process.
Who qualifies for COVID-19 testing and who has the final say on who is tested?
The provider is going to be the individual who has to make that decision. They're seeing you of who should be tested and who shouldn't be.
So the provider doesn't need approval from the state or the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention?
No. We do ask them to contact local public health when they do the test. There are some private labs that have opened up. If a provider was to do the test and send it to one of these outside labs, they still have a responsibility to notify local public health, which will notify the state. And those reports from even those outside labs come back to the state, negative or positive, so we know about them also. The reason for this is local public health wants to know because they'll get started on things right away to go out to that individual, and they're going to treat that individual as if they have the virus, putting them in isolation until we have a definitive response back. This is, again, to control the outbreak.
Because of guidelines on who is tested, who is not tested, on testing those people who have symptoms or have been exposed to an infected area, I'm wondering if that allows the chance of not testing people who are, in fact, infected.
From the perspective of why the test would be done and why a provider might choose to do a test or not do a test, right now, because from an epidemiological point of view, in Montana, they're more likely to do some of the tests because we're trying to control the outbreak. If you go into some of these places where there's a lot of community spread, like in Seattle or something like that, they might not even be doing some of the tests because it doesn't change the treatment for that individual patient that's in front of them. At this point in time, if somebody comes in that has symptoms, they very well would do the test. But there are other circumstances that the provider might decide that they aren't going to do the test. For that individual patient, they're going to treat them the same way. Go home, stay isolated, and let us know if anything gets worse. We want you to come back. We'll be checking up on you.
Can you explain a little more then about how testing plays a role in the state's plan to curb the infection rate in Montana? It sounds like you're saying that even if someone has COVID-19 or not, the provider is still going to care for them in a certain way, and the test data is actually useful in other ways.
The test data really does little for the individual patient, because there isn't a specific treatment. It's supportive care. If you have the virus, but you're doing quite well, you just have the sniffles, you're feeling a little, they're going to send you home and just say, stay in this area, and do all the things that people tell you, drink lots of water, those kind of things. And that's all that would be done. If that person starts to worsen, let's say they start to get real short of breath, then they will be coming maybe back into the hospital, or they might come to the hospital because they would have other supportive care that can only be given at the hospital that can't be given at your home. But we don't have a treatment that we're going to start them on an antiviral medication or do something of that at this point in time. The test for the individual, I want to be real straight, does not change the care plan at all. The test does help us epidemiologically to try to prevent the spread within the community, try to contain. So that's what we're trying to do. The hospital, they might be doing testing on anybody that's coming into the hospital because that allows them to understand what personal protective equipment they might want to use so that they are using those resources most efficiently.
Are enough people being tested for you to have a clear sense of where potential hotspots are and where to direct medical resources maybe preemptively?
I think we're doing the testing as should be done out there. There is no value in going out and testing every person that's asymptomatic. That's not going to give us an answer and not really going to help us try to control this virus. What we're trying to do is keep a step ahead of it. Now, along with all the testing and everything else that's going on, all these other modalities that are being put in for prevention. That's what people need to do, and that's going to help us not have more cases. So the social distancing, don't go to these large group things. Make sure you're washing your hands. You know, when you cough or sneeze, make sure you wash your hands afterwards. All those type of things that everybody's been hearing about, that's what people individually that are asymptomatic need to be doing.
And at this point, is there enough testing to determine if there is community spread in Montana? Most of the cases being identified right now are from people traveling either to other parts of the country or internationally and bringing the virus back to the state.
At this point in time, we don't have conclusive evidence that we're having widespread community spread of this. So that's why we're doing the testing. For all the tests that we have reported positive right now, and I haven't kept up with the latest numbers, but we have many, many, many more negatives than we do positives.
Listeners might be hearing or reading national headlines talking about a shortage of COVID-19 tests available in the United States. How do you think Montanans should view that information, and how does it play into the state's COVID-19 response plan?
So I can't speak, of course, for the United States, but I can tell you here in Montana right now, we are fine with the number of COVID-19 tests that we have here at the state lab. And we are working with CDC to get more to come in all the time.
What's the worst case scenario in your mind? And want to ask that not to instill fear, but to give people a check on how serious the state's top health officer, you, are seeing the situation.
We will never know the results of our overreaction, but we will live with our underreactions. In public health, we have a saying, when we're doing everything great, hopefully nothing's happening. So we're gonna do everything we can, because we really have the, I hate the word advantage, but we have the ability to learn from our partners internationally and what's happened there and what's even happened domestically within our own country to really be ahead of the curve on this. And we're going to go full force on that right now and do our best to try to stay there.
Dr. Holzman, thanks for taking the time.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
That was Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney speaking with State Medical Officer Gregory Holzman. You can hear more from Holzman regarding the state's testing for COVID-19 on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.